Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with TDA Administrator Rick Rhodes. You know, most of us have pets around the house, and how do you control fleas and ticks?
You know, Tony, we think of our pets as part of the family, and most of us just spoil them rotten. And it is important to control pests on them for both their health and yours. There are many products on the market today to help you do just that.
Where do we start?
Well, the best place to start is to begin with your veterinarian. They're the experts and can give you recommendations about how to control fleas and ticks on your pet. This may include a non-pesticide control. If you use a flea and tick control product, make sure you carefully read and follow the product label. Be sure to store it according to what it says on the label. You want to use it only on the animal that's specified on the label, and be sure to monitor your pets after applying the product for possible side effects. Always keep the product container just in case your animals experience side effects. If that happens, call your veterinarian and make another visit. Taking all these precautions can help you treat your pet's fleas and ticks while keeping them safe. And don't forget to keep all pesticides, even these, away from children.
Why is it important to control them?
To start with, Tony, ticks are blood-feeding parasites. They can cause irritation, inflammation, and infection in both animals and humans. They're also capable of transmitting pathogens that cause tick-borne diseases like Lyme disease. Fleas can also be a source of both irritation and disease. They cause our pets to scratch, and that could lead to other problems. But you can prevent all of this by talking to your veterinarian and taking the right precautions. It also helps keep your pets and your family healthy.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.